Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath upgrade is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Savings of up to 40% will make it easier on your budget. And find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
First serious kind of offers, you know, with kind of how the season went last year and then even the previous year being non-tendered, we had a feeling, you know, it would be a most likely be a non-roster invite, you know, with a chance to make the team. So it just felt like a good opportunity, you know, possibly getting back to playing the story. You know, I've got to play the story for a couple of years in the big leagues with the Rockies. And, you know, we were obviously talking and, you know, he said there's a great group of guys, you know, a lot of young talent. And I feel like it was, you know, just probably one of the best opportunities for me.
So when he, I don't know if it was more recruiting or more like you asking questions.
Yeah. It was not recruiting. No. It was kind of me reaching out, okay. Just kind of letting him know that, you know, the Red Sox were interested and that, you know, that it could be, you know, a good opportunity for me. And, yeah, you know, we've tried to keep in contact as much as possible over the, you know, when we see each other, when we play and stuff. And, you know, our wives are pretty close too. So, yeah, it was a good opportunity.
So when you look at, like, last year, how that went for you.
Yeah.
What was your perspective of how you did, how things were, the evolution of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I feel like I learned a lot. You know, Houston was kind of about how my body moves and, you know, how my swing plays and, you know, maybe some things I needed to work on at the plate. And it just kind of felt like I was almost trying to play with things and tweak things, you know, throughout, especially in spring training, but even in the season when, you know, you're not playing every day. It just felt like those days that I wasn't playing, that, like, the work, you know, increased and, you know, the intent increased and a lot of machine BP, a lot of work in the cage, just trying to figure out what felt best for me, you know, setup-wise and stance-wise. And I think we accomplished a lot. And then this offseason, I kind of just trying to nitpick a couple things and feel what felt most comfortable for me. And, you know, I feel like I'm on, you know, a good track. I have a meeting here in a minute about, you know, some good things that came about last year and then even in the previous years that I had some success with Colorado.
I don't want to give away secrets, but what was, like, was it driveline type stuff?
Or? Yeah, a lot of, you know, bat speed and, you know, where I'm making contact with the ball and, like, how to properly, you know, release and turn the barrel. And I just, with Colorado, I was, my hands were kind of going first and I was really never getting to, my contact point was kind of out front, but my barrel was just never releasing through the zone. It was like a lot of kind of lazy filleted balls kind of to right center. And, you know, I kind of wanted to get back to driving the ball, you know, because I know I have pretty good bat speed and, you know, that's something I take pride in. I just want to obviously make a little bit more contact.
Did you see the bat? I mean, so like you said, you want to make more contact, but yeah. Did you see the bat speed tick up?
Yeah, it definitely went up. It was almost a little too fast.
That, oh, really?
You know, to where I was in and out of the zone pretty quick and kind of getting exposed on, you know, sliders away and two-seamers in. So I think learning that and, you know, learning a bunch with Houston, trying to take a step back, you know, maybe tone it down a little bit to where I have a little bit more control and I'm staying within myself throughout, you know, at bats.
One of the things that I'm interested in is sort of like you talk about the evolution of you and like obviously your first round pick and everything. When you looking back, what is something that you maybe would give advice to someone in that situation looking back now? I mean, I've talked to a lot of guys in that situation and it's like a long time ago, but what for you, what was like, okay, I didn't realize this when I was drafted here. I know it's like we're all like when we're young, I mean it's all different, right?
I could go on, but I mean there's it all kind of starts with, you know, stuff in the weight room. I think taking care of your body, eating right. And when I was younger in my career, you know, I thought I could kind of eat and do whatever I want and really didn't have much of a gym routine that I like was very strict on. But over the last couple of years, especially with Houston last year, I was on a great program to where, you know, pre-game stuff, routine work, cage work, and then even post-game, you know, maintenance work, you know, like taking care of the hamstrings, the back, you know, like just keeping everything, trying to keep everything working together. And I think obviously I've had some pretty serious injuries over my career, a couple of surgeries, a couple of hamstring things. And yeah, I think the main thing, you know, it starts before you get on the field. And I'm taking a lot of pride in, you know, understanding how my body works and what I need to do to recover properly and, you know, understanding workload and how much I, you know, how much is enough and how much is too much. It's been a journey of understanding, you know, kind of what I need on a day-to-day basis.
Did you get drafted where you thought you would?
Yeah, that was
locked in?
Kind of, not until like 2 minutes before I was drafted. I didn't know I was going third, but we had a feeling it would be top 3 to 5. Yeah,
okay.
We knew the kind of the window. I think Dansby at the time was a lock at one.
Yeah.
Could have been 2 or 3, you know, and then they called right after Bregman got picked, and it was like I was at the draft too, so it was like game time decision, and obviously we made the call, and I have nothing but love and respect for the Rockies. You know, they drafted me and developed me, and so now I'm looking forward to, you know, new opportunities.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
You didn't wear number 3, like Bregman number 2.
No, I've had a bunch of numbers. I think in rookie ball I wore 1.
You did?
Yeah, I just, like high school travel ball, I wore 3 in high school.
Oh, you didn't go back to 3? It would have fit, man.
Rookie ball, I think 3 was, 3 had already been taken because I showed up late. I showed up later to rookie ball. 3 was already taken. At that time, I'm not, you know, stealing anyone's number or anything. And then when I got to the big leagues, again, 3 had been taken by someone who had debuted before me.
Okay.
It's kind of 7. I just, you know, try to keep it a low number, and 7's a good number.
The last thing is along those lines, expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, I've talked Mickey Moniak, number 1 overall pick, mm-hmm. and everything else. Looking back, it's a blessing and a curse. That's how he put it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. You know, you when you don't do well, you know, you feel terrible. You feel like, should I have been taken here? Did I earn it? You know, and things like that. And then, you know, when you do have success, you feel confident. You feel like, yeah, you know, of course I earned it. I deserve it. And yeah, I've had a lot of ups and downs throughout my career that some things were in my control and some were out of my control, like my injury last year. I, I got in a collision with a shortstop that I'd never collided with an infielder, especially on a ground ball. So he got the best of me. He banged me up pretty good.
What was it?
It's a number of things. I was rehabbing. I had an oblique. I missed the month, and first rehab game, first ground ball, I was playing second, a backhand up the middle, and called it early, got a really good jump on it, honing in on it, basically ball hits my glove, and then the shortstop, I took his shoulder straight to my nose, he fractured my nose, and gave me a severe concussion. I had herniated disc in my back. I had some hip and knee issues from the way he, hit me. I was kind of down on the knee, and the angle he hit me at, my head ended up hitting basically the back of my foot, my left foot. So it was tough.
When did you recover from all that?
In the off season.
November.
December. November roughly.
When was that?
That happened in. So I believe it was June.
Okay.
First game of rehab was July 17th, 18th in there, okay. I think. And then tried coming back in August, and I wasn't recovering well. I had knee flare up. I had some back flare ups going on, and it was stressful. It was a grind to try to feel good, and I felt like if I kept pushing it, I was only going to hurt myself more. And I felt like going into the off season, getting on the good PT program, getting back on, some strength training stuff. And, I feel like I'm in a good spot now. It was a long end of the season, a long off season for me. So I'm fortunate to be where I'm at right now with kind of what I went through, because I could have really screwed my knee up. I really don't know how I didn't tear something in my knee or my hip, because if you watch the video, it's pretty gruesome. He knocked me out cold, shattered my nose. I mean, I remember walking off the field asking the trainer where I was at. It was some of the worst pain feeling I've ever been in. Especially when I woke up. I thought it was, the face was the worst. The concussion, but the hip and the back, he messed me up pretty good.
Listen, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. We're moving on. Thank you.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe, and every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.